Live from KQED News, I'm Aditi Bandlamudi. Santa Clara County supervisors are asking the state to deny a bid by the owner of Regional Medical Center to close East San Jose's only trauma center. KQED's Sarah Hosseini reports.
Supervisors accuse the Hospital Corporation of America of predatory practices, keeping the most lucrative services and shifting everything else to counties.
This one's kind of tough because this hospital saved my brother's life.
That's resident Gabriel Hernandez, who urged county officials to save cardiac, stroke, and trauma services. HCA wants to close or downgrade them in mid-August due to low patient volume.
We're used to being put on reservations. We're used to being redlined. And now you're telling me the hospitals are going to flatline us. Do what you've got to do to protect us.
The plan would redirect some patients to hospitals up to 25 minutes away. I'm Sarah Hosseini, KQED News.
San Francisco prosecutors say 26 pro-Palestinian protesters who were arrested after shutting down the Golden Gate Bridge on Monday will be released without charges, for now. The CHP arrested them after they blocked traffic on the span. They were booked on multiple charges. But District Attorney Brooke Jenkins says she was not ready to make a final charging decision before a deadline to charge or release the protesters expired yesterday at 4 p.m. Jenkins says she may end up charging them following an investigation. The action was among several similar protests around the nation, including two that shut down parts of the Interstate 880 in Oakland. I'm Aditi Bandlamudi, KQED News.